But your people today.
This is Brother.
Jesus.
The show you're listening to.
And of course,
the Star Talent Showcase Children of the Light, episode
Samuel and
42. The time is now 12:48 p.m. Today is now September 1st. We're here at Mount Sinai.
Pentecostal
Church, South Ozone, Queens.
And Mr.
Clint Brown is preaching
in our lives. Am I right, somebody? Because if we don't have order even in our lives, then that can equate to confusion. Let's say, for example, we have four tasks that we must complete in one given day. We will make an order of those tasks, and usually we start with either the one that would be the heaviest, the most important, and we make sure that we get to that one, and then we let all the other ones follow after. If I'm talking right, somebody say amen. Hallelujah. So it's important to have some type of order, some type of listing in our lives. And very so much, when we look at this book, from chapter 1 all the way to chapter 9, God reads an order of names. And what's amazing is that from chapter 1 you see, and so-and-so was the son of so-and-so. And when you go all the way to chapter 9, you see, and so-and-so was the son and daughter of so-and-so. And some might say that this is very exhausting. Why would God have 9 chapters just full of names and no conversation? But I know these people are rejoicing because their name is listed in the book. And if I could think about that for a moment, the Bible says that we too should rejoice because our book, our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Is there anyone that want to rejoice right now? Because your name is written in his book. Hallelujah. So I don't mind reading through the names because these people are rejoicing that their name was listed there. Hallelujah. But in the midst of these 9 chapters of names, we get this 2 scripture portion in chapter 4 where God does not only list someone's name, but he also tells us about this person. And this is the only time that this happens in these 9 chapters. Someone say, praise the Lord. And God tells us that there was a man named Jabez. And the Bible tells us in verse 9 that Jabez, that his mother named him that because she bore him in much sorrow. Now, we don't know if this means that her labor was painful, or if it means that there were situations going on in her life around the time that he was born. But either way, she chose to name him sorrow. And that's why it's very important that we're careful what we name our children. Because we see that as a result of her naming her child sorrow and pain, that all throughout his life, that's what he experienced. But someone say, I'm glad God changed my name. Hallelujah, Jesus. And he did it for many in scripture. We are now called a child of God. Somebody give God praise and thanks. So all through Jabez's life, he experienced pain. Everything that he tried to do, there was some type of pain and sorrow attached to it. Can I talk about it? In his relationships, there was pain and sorrow. When it came to his work of his hands, there was pain and sorrow. I could imagine that Jabez was wondering, is this the curse that is going to be over my life for all my days? But I'm thankful that Jabez was a man that read the word. And how do I know he read the word? I know that he read the word because he went to Almighty God. And he said, God, that you would bless me indeed. But in that prayer, what he was actually asking God is that he realized that he was a son of Abraham. And he was reminding God that, God, you told Abraham that you would bless him and also his seed. So, God, I am a part of that seed. So the same blessing that was upon Abraham, God, I'm asking that same blessing to be upon my life. What am I saying? Christ is the head of the church. So the same blessing, the same power, the same anointing, the same authority that was on Jesus Christ, because we are sons and daughters of the living God. Tell your neighbor, that same power, that same authority, that same anointing, that same blessing now rests upon us. And that's why it's important that we step into Christ.
This is Brother Ron.
Because as long as we're outside of Christ, we are not under that covering. But as soon as we step into Christ, we inherit that blessing. I don't think you hear me. I was once outside of Christ. And I felt like Jabez, where everything seemed like it was going wrong.
Thank you.
My life had no purpose. But as soon as I step into Christ and receive his covering, then I know today that I don't have to worry, because all things are working together for my good.